Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. I am here with Caleb Price. He was the producer of the Homeschool Awakening movie and the founder of Podcast Upload. We are discussing Caleb's gain passion for home education and some of the comments that he has discovered about homeschooling and within the homeschooling community and in relation to the movie. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get started, I want to thank Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, I'm just
or
wondering.
Thank you. I don't know why I said welcome to.
So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what are some of the comments that, you know, come up about homeschooling that you have had to address?
So, with the film?
Yes.
So, a lot of the reviews were positive. The negative reviews, they don't, like, hurt me, but they did help me get some insight. So, I was reading them, and a pretty common one I found is parents can feel preemptively judged if they don't homeschool. Does that make sense? So not that a homeschooling family like us would ever judge other people for their decisions, but because homeschooling does exemplify, I mean, it's everything we've talked about. It's family, it's core, it's being together. Of course, we're social, there's co-ops and all these other things we do. But people can feel like they're less than, or they can feel judged. And I mean, women, mothers, especially, like we talked about earlier, already feel constantly judged. Like everything is like, is my house nice enough? Is this good enough? Am I volunteering enough at whatever I'm involved in, church or garden club or at the school? Or am I parenting well enough? Am I, like, they're already feeling.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which you would know better than me, but.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's from when they're born, it's like, well, what kind of diapers do you use? Well, you use the, you know, the disposable diapers. Well, I use these. And then for some reason you think, oh, well, maybe I'm not as good because I use these disposable diapers or whatever.
So it's like day one.
Yeah.
You're already judged.
Right. Yeah. And so we just go through life like that. And I never realized as a homeschool mom, when people are making these comments as, oh, I could never homeschool, or, you know, I don't have enough patience or whatever. I guess I didn't realize that they're kind of feeling judged.
Yes.
You know? I never put that together. So that was just such an interesting comment that you brought up.
Yeah, I saw it kind of frequently. And as I was making the movie and we were sharing with friends and learning things, I think back to what we said in the previous segment, everyone pretty preemptively would feel judged and also say, oh, I'm not qualified. Like, I could never do that. Because they still had the paradigm of traditional school, which, as we already talked about, is not even ideal for most children.
Right.
So it's like, I think it's really hard for a mom to internalize, like, hey, you, like, God gave you these children. Even if you adopted, even if you foster, like, the way it worked out, God gave you these kids.
Right.
Which means he trusts you to raise these kids. You are infinitely more qualified than any teacher ever will be. Ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that was when a movie comes out and Kirk Cameron's in it, it's in the theaters and blah, blah, blah. And it's all about, like, really, it's about family. It's not, I mean, is it about education? Sure. But it's really about, like, purpose and core and family. And what are you doing, like, as you raise this next generation? So, yeah, moms feel like, well, I'm not doing that yet. And, I mean, I would encourage moms, like, you can. Like, you taught your kid how to walk. Like,
right.
And potty train. Like, these incredibly difficult things. We don't think they're difficult because they're so passe now.
Right.
Like, you have five kids. I'm assuming your kids aren't in diapers anymore. But, you know, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they get there.
they'll be fine. Yeah. But so that was a big thing that I kind of heard a lot. And then another big one, and this might be controversial, but whatever, would be, oh, we can't afford it.
Right.
And that was, but I mean, there is a mom in the movie that's she's a single mom. And then there was another mom. A lot of these are ex-public school teachers. In fact, a huge chunk of the homeschooling community is public school teachers, because they've been in the system. They're like, absolutely no way is my kid doing this. You know what I'm saying? So they, let's talk about that. The affordability, like we said before, people are doing it with a library card, which is free, and they're doing it paying for the most, like, the greatest things, right? The zoo passes, the museum passes, the going in the RV for 3 weeks on a $20,000 excursion across America. You know what I mean? But it's, I mean, you can make it fit for your family's life. However, no matter what, there's sacrifice. Like, period, there is sacrifice. And you know, we touched on this in the film, but even these families who, you know, they've figured it out, I would say most of them, not all of them, but like are single income. However, a lot of those had to become single income. And when they decided that it was important to them, they, if you decide something's important to you enough, you will remove the obstacles in your way. And yeah, you know what? Sometimes that might mean we're not going to get as nice of a house, or maybe we live in a different neighborhood. For us, we moved from California, like we moved out of state. Like there was no scenario. Like your kids are only young once. And then they're gone, not gone away from you forever, but they're not in your house anymore, right? Like the
Yeah,
whole
your
point is to,
influence isn't there.
yeah, they're going to leave and cleave. They're going to get married, hopefully, and have their own families. And you want, but I mean, so when you realize that that's important to you, you will move mountains to make that happen.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
so that's, but yeah, those are probably the biggest comments. Can't afford it, or like they think they're not good enough, or something like that.
Now, in the movie, you had a glider,
Oh
and
yeah.
one of the comments you were saying was that
Right,
kind
there were, 'cause okay, so in the film there's the Wilcox kids, and these kids are so cool. But yeah, he was flying. I'm trying to remember in the film, was he solo gliding? I can't
Yes,
remember. He was pretty,
yeah.
he had the instructor in behind him, but I mean, for
Right,
all intents
okay.
and purposes, this kid's flying a glider.
Right.
Like the instructor's there if something really badly happens. So yeah, people see this 'cause let's back up a little bit. So what I have found is the number one attack on homeschooling, like the default before anything else, unqualified, the is what about socialization?
Right.
Which you've probably covered on your show to some degree by someone. That's like the number one. These homeschool kids are the most social kids I've ever met in my life. I mean, they were kind. They looked me right in the eye, shook my hand. So nice to meet you. I'm Jacob. Like, I'm Sarah. I'm like, what? So let's talk about the airplane thing. That is one of the socialization options. So it's in Colorado. It's called Falcon Aero Labs. We can talk about this, right?
Yeah.
So it's an incredible program. We highlighted it in the film in a smaller way. We would have liked to do it in a bigger way, but we still highlighted. And these kids are trained. I mean, you could weigh in more because you know a lot because you know the founder. But
Right.
there's wind tunnels. They've had airline pilots come in and teach these kids. There's AutoCAD. They're teaching engineering. But everything is flight.
Right.
So yeah, people saw this kid in an airplane. They're like, oh yeah, it's for these rich people who can afford pilot. You know,
Right.
pilot plane lessons, which is like 10, you know, $20,000. But
Yeah.
this is not that at all. This is a, what do they call it? An education enrichment program.
Correct.
So the financing for it, I can't even remember the fee, but it was.
It's so my daughter was in
Yeah,
it.
your daughter.
My
So
son's
you would
in
know.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
And the fee's like 700, 750, which is pennies on a
Yeah,
dollar.
to be in an
And
airplane.
yes, to solo in a glider or to learn how to 20 hours in an airplane,
That's yeah, and
Yeah, and
to
instruction.
do that privately, I mean it's tens of thousands of dollars plus
Yeah, I
insurance and
mean,
stuff. So
yeah,
yeah,
you're just
there's yeah, you're
spending
right.
pennies on the dollar. And really, in homeschooling, that's the thing is there's people that, they homeschool their kids or they've heard of the movement or whatever, and they just get so passionate about these kids and they're like, well, what can I do? How can I support? What can I provide? And I've noticed it, a lot of my guests are homeschool moms that, learned or gained something from some other mom that was passionate, and they're like, well, what can I do? What gift do I have? And I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
And
that's
it
sweet.
does bring it more affordable to be able to do things like flying and so
Exactly.
on.
And the, I mean, well, I guess this is specific to Colorado Springs, but that's where this broadcast. That's fine. But like, you guys have some of the best libraries in the nation. Like, I've traveled around and I've seen, like, so I mean, your libraries are free. They have all these enrichment rooms. Like, my kids go to these ones. There's coding classes that are free and like all these advanced kind of building things that are free. We do here we do a thing called High Country, and that's incredibly affordable. And then if you volunteer, they even knock down the fees more. So the let's do the problem and answer, right? The problem or misconception is it's only for rich people, and the answer is it's you can make it for everyone. Now you and I mean we know there's situations out there, broken homes, hard families, abuse, like those exist, and I want to at least bring that up. Like, those kids should not be homeschooled because they're not going to be in a safe environment. But what I'm talking about is plan A, really. Like, husband and wife that love each other, that are committed to each other forever, that want to raise children together. Like that, it's doable no matter what. Like there is a way to do it. And it might be, and I don't know if I believe this statement, but to quote Alex Newman from something I had to cut from the film, this he said, if a mom was struggling and just needed a year to kind of readjust things, he said you could still lock your kid in a closet and that would be better than sending them to public school. Now that was just his opinion.
Right.
I'm not saying that's my opinion, but I'm just, I think we can burn ourselves out a little bit being like, you know what I mean? These extremes. It's like there are answers.
Right.
Like, but you have to want it.
Right.
Like, you have to really want it. And
Yeah.
it is difficult. I mean, as you know, you've done it. Like, there's hard days. Like, we have a good friend that she's in the film, two of the leads, and they were like, you know, they felt real convicted that for at least like a one full school year, they were not going to focus on academics at all. Like, they really felt that conviction. They're like, we're just going to have this kid play. Their kid, I think, is 8, 7. He's going to play. He's going to build Legos. He's going to color. He's going to draw. Because they were kind of stressing about his reading comprehension. And they were at a museum, and the kid just started reading all the plaques. The kid just started reading all the words and started spelling it. They just made that whole day about reading. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
It's
we
attainable.
get so bent out of shape about the curriculums and doing things just right. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. Love your
Right.
family and love your kids. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, really, basically, what we're talking about is homeschooling is attainable for everyone. And you just need to have that passion, and you are equipped. When we come back, I'm going to speak with Caleb a little bit more about the home education world. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm speaking with Caleb Price here. He is talking about the homeschooling world and, you know, the impact it can have on our culture. So, you know, Caleb, you had mentioned something about in your movie, there was a lot of teachers that had taught in the public school that started homeschooling.
Yes.
And so there's obviously a reason for that. There's a current culture that is kind of coming from some of the culture in the past and some of the beliefs in the past. Can you speak to that?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot. I'm assuming you're talking about kind of the like indoctrination of kind of more socialism style, utopian
Right.
style, the complete elimination of anything morality, anything biblical.
Right.
Yes. So a lot of public school teachers saw that. I think a lot of them also started teaching because they realized public school setting is just inefficient to begin with. So there's that. But yeah, so I mean, the public school system that we have today was invented by Horace Mann. And Horace Mann was influenced heavily by, you have his name. What is his name? I forget.
Yes, Robert Owen.
Robert Owen. And
Yes.
Robert Owen was influenced by other people. Essentially, to summarize quickly, the collective thought is that religion is a problem. That's their thought. Like the religion of Christianity specifically is a problem. And raising children up to be Christians means they believed, raised them to be selfish and not aware of others and basically immoral. That's kind of that thought. It's not in the Bible. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's
Right.
basically what they. So yeah, Robert Owen did the Indiana. It's not the Indiana plantation. It was called something else. But basically, this big plan. He said, "No, I can prove it. Like, I'll get a bunch of people that believe with me. Let's do away with private property. So therefore, you can't really have theft because there's no private property. You can't have theft." And he was kind of a humanist. So his humanist view makes sense on paper, kind of.
Right.
But we believe in the bit. I believe in the biblical worldview, which means man is innately flawed, which
Right.
means man. Like selfishness is deeply ingrained in us, so they would believe the opposite. So it failed immediately. It didn't work because if you do not reap the consequences of your actions, both good and bad, then you don't believe your actions have any consequences.
That's correct.
So yeah, so you're right. That's been taught more and more in the public schools that really capitalism is a problem, even though capitalism in and of itself is amoral. It's just a system. That's all it is. It's just the concept of creating a goods or services that is needed and charging something appropriate or for a profit to fix someone. That's what capitalism is. It's fixing people's problems. And then
Right.
you pay for that. And then there's crony capitalism, which is a problem. That's something else. And so the kids now are being taught that capitalism is it's not amoral. It's a problem. Like it's immoral. Like it creates poverty. Like it creates, like that's the problem. So yeah, what's being taught mainly now is a much more Karl Marxist ideal of yeah, we need to eliminate private property as soon as possible. We need to regulate morality. And so that's definitely a very strong current in the public schools today. And you're seeing a lot of public school teachers quit. And that's not even to talk about gender affirmation. And I'm not even making a statement on gender affirmation. What I am saying is it shouldn't be taught to third graders in public school. That doesn't make any sense. So we are seeing a wave of people who are unhappy with that and are bailing.
So essentially, it's more of a humanistic perspective,
Humans are good, yes, that
humans are
you are
good,
good and
government
we are
can
good.
save you, and those type of things, maybe.
Exactly. It's the government exists to serve you and provide for you and care for you and do that, which historically is communism or socialism. And another good film I can recommend that I didn't make is called The Donut King, and that is about donuts in California, but it's basically about Cambodians and how, if you really want to see what communism looks like in an actual utopia, you should watch that because it talks about Cambodia. And I mean, they were just wiping out families left and right because in the name of a utopia, because you keep taking that, well, they're starting to teach in schools here, you take that further, well, that means the state needs to control education entirely. And if someone is getting intelligent in another way, they need to be eliminated. So yeah, you can
So
go.
you're eliminating individualism
Yeah, exactly.
and the will to want to do your best to serve other people and
Right.
to help others and to use the gifts that God gave you.
100%. And it's not a what's so fascinating, Yvonne, is it's not like some experiment that they're kind of teaching in schools, like we can do it, but it's like this has been tried multiple times. Like read the history of Cambodia, read the history of North Korea, read the history of North Vietnam, or what's happening right now in Burma, which in America we call it Burma, but you actually can be put in jail if you're over there. You call it Burma. It's called something else. Now I completely forgot. Myanmar. It's Myanmar. Those are places that are doing it. Yeah. Tell me if it's working out. It's not. People are being killed. There's no prosperity. Some of these places have gone from first world developing all the way down to third world impoverished.
So this is something that, us as parents can have on our radar as we're trying to raise up our children to love and serve others and live on those biblical
Absolutely.
principles, which reminds me of the first biblical principle that you were talking about in our last episode, which was the old Satan's
The
deluder
old
act.
deluder Satan act, yes.
For sure. So, how can we be proactive and support those who feel like they can't educate their children at home?
I think we kind of touched on it. I think first and foremost, I mean, you have to have, I mean, for me, it was an encounter with God, but you have to have that deep seated, pull, that reason, that cause. Because once you have to have that first. Because if you're approaching this like, well, maybe, Yvonne's my friend and she kind of thinks and she's pretty cool. Oh, I'll give it a shot. If that's going to be your way, it's not going to work because you have to have that core reason that it is your job to educate your children. Or, you know what a better word for it is? Chelsea in the movie says it, Kirk's wife, parent-directed education. Because it doesn't always mean you're the teacher. Like I know BJU Press is this awesome resource and they have a whole online thing where their teachers can teach and you just need to check in and be involved, right? You don't have to be the teacher. But to help encourage those others, you've got to find that pull in your own spirit. Once you have that, then you can start looking out for resources. Because if you start looking for resources first, you're going to be overwhelmed. And to be honest, you might just be like, forget it. Put my kids in school. You know what I mean? Like you've got to, and then get to know your kids. Like in the movie, Anne Crossman goes into this. She strongly recommends that when people first have the pull, know that they're going to remove their kids from a tr I don't. I really hate the word traditional education system because it's not like homeschooling is traditional education. This public school thing we've invented is poppycock. But when you've made that decision to realign your family, I definitely recommend just be a family for a while, and that's hard. Get used to being around each other again. We have the privilege, and I don't know if you started homeschooling, but we started homeschooling out of the gates, so we never had to readjust. But the families that I talked to that had to readjust, it was really difficult because you're talking about a whole mindset shift. So I definitely encourage listeners, if you're going to do this, cut yourself some slack and recognize that this is no longer about test scores and just getting into a good college. You're realigning your entire belief about education and what it even means. And Ann Crossman says 6 months, something, maybe your family needs longer, but don't worry about curriculum. Don't worry about what they're reading. Don't worry about learning in the traditional sense, just worry about being a family. Like, just be a mom. Just love your kid. Just be a dad. Go have fun together. Do free things. In Colorado, you got mountains and creeks and rivers and all that kind of stuff. Just be a family and get to know your kids.
Yeah, so that is one of the things that when I've spoken to homeschool families that tried it for a year, and they'll call me back, and I speak to hundreds of homeschool families every year, and they'll call me back and they'll be like, you know, one of the things I never realized that I would have as a homeschooling parent, as a homeschooling family, would be the regeneration of our relationships, you know, and they're like, and we didn't even think the relationships were awful. It's just that they're so much richer.
Yeah,
So,
and that's not to say if you're in public school right now, you have a horrible relationship with your kids.
right.
That's not what I'm saying, to be
Right.
so clear. But I mean, those who like math, just take a spreadsheet out. I'm telling you, just do it real quick. See how many hours away your kids are from you, and then imagine, and then just put those all back in your house. You can't help but not have a deeper, stronger relationship.
Right.
But there's going to be bumps. It's okay there's bumps.
Yes.
And just recognize there's going to be some bumps because you are now removing your kids from a faux society, school, which isn't a real society to begin with, and you're putting them back in yours. So you're going to have to recreate that. So I really recommend against, and this is also coming from Dr. Kathy and these other people who know, and you know a lot more than me, but like just be a family for a little while. Like curriculum's there. You're going to figure it out. It's going to be okay. Your kids will read, but like, do not just remove them and immediately figure out a curriculum. Like, you're going to stress yourself out so much.
Right. So, you know, homeschooling can be a great tool to counter the culture. And media has a tremendous impact on present day perspectives, attitudes, culture, media, family, and education. How do you strive to make a positive impact on families through media? Just share what you're doing.
So, like with my films and stuff like
Yes.
that. So, like I said before, so my first film, Connect, it's about parenting and social media. And what that's done to our world. One on One was a show with Kirk, and that's also media, and that's he interviews fascinating people all over the country, and they hang out. It's like the Duck Dynasty guys are on there, and that, and then the Homeschool Awakening. So I just, if I'm not, this is just for me personally, if I'm not with my wife or kids, whatever I'm doing better really matter.
Yeah.
And that's, and you know, to the dads out there, if you're making that money to provide for your family, that matters. Like it does. That does matter. But for me, what God's put in my heart is media creation. So I'm not, and I've had a lot of authors offers to work on some other projects and to direct some things or DP some stuff. But if it's not kingdom building, if it's not family building, I'm not interested. So I would say that's if I'm creating media, and with my podcast company, the podcastupload.com, we produce seven or eight podcasts. We're producing some more. It's all about strengthening marriages, strengthening families, Christian education, you know.
Great. Thank
So,
you so much for, you know, working in God's kingdom. It's just
trying.
an honor
Thanks.
to work alongside you and you know, just work in God's kingdom, work in his vineyard and help other people. So, you can get the Homeschool Awakening pretty much anywhere. And then you can also find Caleb at the podcastupload.com.
Yeah, thepodcastupload.com.
Perfect. Caleb, thank you so much for
Yeah,
sharing your growing
it's
passion.
been great. Thank you.
Yeah, join me in thanking our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. I express our gratitude to Caleb as well. And this is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.